This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The through line at the climate talks in Glasgow today has been money. How countries are going to pay for their commitments to reduce carbon emissions, and when and how developed economies are going to finally make good on their promise, lo these years later, to come up with $100 billion a year in public and private financing to help developing countries cut emissions and adapt to climate change. Public financing you get, right? A legislature approves, the executive disperses. But private investment in climate change? Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains how to get more of that kind of money going.
Private companies are already investing billions of dollars a year in climate-related projects, much of it in wind, solar, and other renewable energy. But Sanjay Patnaik at the Brookings Institution says a lot more private investment is needed.
Because when we look at the scale of the climate problem, both mitigation and adaptation, the willingness to make money available by governments is not even close enough to what we need.
There are things governments could do, he says, to get companies to invest more, including putting a price on carbon emissions and subsidizing research and development of new technologies, which can be expensive and risky.
Helping kickstart these R&D efforts through direct government subsidies can help sometimes. And I think we've seen that, for instance, with the development of the COVID vaccine, where a lot of initial government money helped develop those very quickly.
But while private investment is a critical part of addressing the climate crisis,
it shouldn't be used and it can't be used to distract also from the need for public investments.
Brandon Wu at the nonprofit ActionAid USA says governments in developed countries also need to invest a lot more in helping developing countries adapt to climate change.
Private investment is simply not going to reach the poorest and most vulnerable communities because there's just not a return on investment. You cannot make an investment case for investing in the resilience of a tiny rural community that has no money.
Or helping it recover after a major hurricane or wildfire. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.